from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Tucker Bagley in for Kyle Behind the Glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. I got to tell you, Hugh, I'm dragging this week. Today you hit me. All these West Coast games.
Yes, yeah.
Whew.
I was just thinking about that. Yeah, I was like, I'm tired. And that's what it is.
I stayed up fully, like the whole thing through the ninth inning last night. I even had coffee at like 10:30, so I was good. Like I was awake, but then I had a little struggle falling asleep. So I'm on like 4 hours, 5 hours.
Start tonight.
Yeah, it's the routine. It's like the routine is thrown off.
Yeah, Tucker's right. We have a little bit of that 9:40 start tonight. It's going to feel so much earlier. 10:10 is a late game. It's like you're at 10 o'clock. We're still like 12 minutes till they're actually going to throw the first pitch. So 9:40 tonight, Phillies and the Diamondbacks. I think that's a Coby Allard night, probably his last start. So I saw your guy, actually not your guy, but somebody's guy, Taijuan Walker.
Taijuan.
He made his rehab start last night. It sounds like Taijuan's coming back to rotation next week against the Marlins when they come home. So Taijuan could be back very soon. And then
he didn't strong arm his way back into the lineup.
No, this time it's more like they made him earn it, and he's going to be back next week. And then it seems like Ranger Suarez is probably not too far behind. So the Coby Allard, Tyler Phillips 2 weeks here, that's probably coming to an end. But I thought Phillips in particular did a pretty good job. He had the blow up last Friday against Seattle, but I thought he pitched well for the Phillies here. Which, I mean, you need that through a full season. You're going to need someone to step up and help you out when you have injuries. By the way, the opposite of stepping up, the Atlanta Braves, who everyone told me to be worried about in this division.
Falling off.
They're down 8-0 this afternoon to the Brewers. I think the Braves have lost now 4 in a row, so today would be 5. And if the Brewers hold on, again, they're up 8-0 in the middle of this game, the Phillies will be back up 8 games in the division on both the Braves and the Mets. So the cushion grows back up. I'm not concerned about the division. Now it's just about getting back on track and keep winning series. Phillies, Diamondbacks. And Hugh, you went on the morning show today.
Yes, I did.
Did we have some sort of final announcement here? Are you going to go to the bank and pay?
No, I'm not paying.
Come on now.
I mean, I speculated on why he's asking for, money.
Oh,
I speculate.
Life-changing events or something?
Yeah, he got stuff going on,
Did he acknowledge that his life is changing?
He looked at me and he just kind of smiled a little bit. Okay. And we just kind of left it like that. But yeah, I mean, everything is fine. I don't owe him any money. He kind of looked at it now. And he knows he put me in, the offensive line. They put me in a bad spot.
So you think the video that we unearthed kind of put him in his place?
Helped, yeah, because he said he didn't remember. You know, we tend to misremember when we get older. We tend to do that. You know, like that whole 10 miles to school back and forth thing. We misremember stuff like that. Knowing that we rode in mom's air-conditioned vehicle.
Right.
Both ways. You know, she came and picked us up from school and she dropped us off. So, yeah, but that's what we do.
So, now that I'm finding out that Richie, after seeing the highlight of the play, doesn't think you owe him the money. Tucker, I think that you and I and Rod Lakin and Mike Angelina, we're kind of like Hugh's lawyers on this thing. We got him off from the $10,000 fine, so we should get some money. So
yeah, I was pretty confident in our defense when I showed John Ritchie the video of the play, and he was insistent that the white fullback wearing number 40 wasn't him.
As if there was a lot of those guys running around.
And I listened back to him describing it. He describes the tight end going in motion and, you know, him lining up as, you know, kind of the quasi halfback. Yeah. In that thing, and then I showed him the video and said, nah, that's not the play. That can't be me.
Well, how many guys look like that playing fullback for the Raiders back then? So, I'm just saying, you know, your lawyers really helped you out on this one.
Appreciate it.
We got you through. 2-1.
So now y'all want to get paid?
Well, I'm just saying that like we didn't
charge. Sounds like an extra $10,000 rolling around somewhere.
Hold up.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
I know you've been
sitting here all day. We helped you out.
I just bought a trampoline.
For yourself?
For my son. Oh. Bought a trampoline. Because that's
like
what he wanted for his birthday. Yeah, that's what he wanted for. I ain't spending no more money. And it was not cheap. Trampolines are not cheap. And you know what the thing that bothers me about this trampoline is?
You're going to have to throw it out at some point.
Dude, he's going to jump on it Saturday, Sunday. That's it. And then we won't see that trampoline no more.
So he's about to be six?
Yes.
Harper? Yeah, I mean, that age, it's like fads. They go through, like, they love this for 2 weeks and then maybe not so much.
You know what? Like, every parent has gone through this, Joey, and I'm pretty sure you have. When you try... This is when parenting becomes like hard, because as a parent, you want to be practical, but you also want your kids to try to understand like the concept. So I'm trying to explain to a 5-year-old, hey, you know, you're probably not going to jump on that trampoline that much. Ain't trying to hit nothing you talking about.
Well, because in his mind, he's into the trampoline.
Yeah, he's getting the trampoline. And I'm trying to tell everybody like, dog, he's going to jump on this damn trampoline. For 3 days at the most, it's going to be 3 days. Because you know those little swing sets that you get kids and stuff? They work that swing set like maybe 5 days. And then after that, it's just back there collecting dust and being home for spiders. Same thing. But he got one, so he's happy. So that, you know, I guess I'm happy.
Well, I mean,
but not really.
But if he stops jumping on it, you can.
I'm not jumping on a trampoline.
When was the last time you jumped on a trampoline?
Man, it's been some eons. It's been a long time. But it's just one of them things, man, when you look at it, you're like, a trampoline? Seriously?
Well, it's a good thing you have to pay Richie $10,000 because you all would be way
like
that.
You have to put together the trampoline?
No, they got, what's it called? I forgot what it's called. Jackrabbit or something, where somebody comes through and puts it up.
TaskRabbit.
That's there you go. Look at Tuck Norris.
So what is that? Is that like people that like instead of you building it, they'll build it?
Yeah,
it's like, I don't know, like Uber or whatever. Like you pay a guy to come over and mow your lawn.
Oh, but for
like
this
build
is for
a shelf.
Build a trampoline, a shelf, yeah. A shed or whatever. All right, so
that's $700 for a trampoline, dog.
Well, to get your money's worth, I think you got to get on there.
Hell, I might as well, because I paid for it. I might as well be jumping on the trampoline.
Now, who gets to jump first? You or he?
Oh, he does.
It's his birthday. All right, 215. But if you need Hugh this weekend, he might be on a trampoline somewhere in Jersey. Joe in the Northeast. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good,
hey,
Joe.
You know, my grandkids have trampolines, and, you know, you can get them that have the basketball net attached. You know, it gives them a little something else to do. But, you know, in reference to those fun zones, they say, you know, it's kind of bad for kids about so many neck injuries that they get and they're not reported. You know, that's what I just saw on the internet. You know?
You know what? I did, like, Joe, to your point, I tried to tell everybody that, but nobody was, like, everybody's all full go for the trampoline. He'll jump on it for, like, a day, and then after that, it's a wrap. Money gone. Money gone.
And Reverend Joe, you made that, you know, you said that months ago that race was over, and it is. You know, the Braves, I've been listening to some of their games on 680, and they hadn't been shut out in like 38 home games till the Marlins got them, and then they got shut out the first game of the Brewers, you know, and now they're possibly getting shut out today, you know, and they now have Merrifield playing second base. You know, and now the Albies went out, and then they lost another pitcher. They're going to be lucky to get into the playoffs.
Joe,
know?
It's funny you brought that up. I was just saying to Tucker on the last break, the Braves could miss the playoffs. So the Braves right now are a half game up on the Mets, but the Padres have jumped over them. The Diamondbacks have played well. I mean, there's a shot the Braves could miss the playoffs altogether this season.
Yeah, and Michael Harris is still out. I don't know when he's coming back. That kid is a real good ball. You know, next to Acuna and Rally, he's the next best player on that team. Mm. And, you know, he's still out. About the Phillies, Schwarber, you know, when we were in the World Series in 22, TV gave us that extra coverage of pregame and all that stuff. And you saw Schwarber in the pregames, and he was like the Pied Piper. Everybody, other team players were all around him out there on the field, you know, and I think he's a leader, especially off the field. And you know, Harper had the big shot at the bank, you know, against the Padres. But when it came to the NLS, I saw that Schwarber was hitting 375. Well, Harper, Turner, they were hitting in the low 200s. And Castellanos was under 100, you know, so he came up big then. So, yeah, we need Harper, but this guy has an even keel. You don't see him rattled. You don't get frustrated, you know, even with the umpire sometimes, you know, he very rarely goes off on them. So, like I said, he is, you know, and they're going to have a decision to make next year. You know, that's his last year of his contract.
Joe, it's a good thing to bring up. Yeah, we talked about this a little bit before the show today, that next year is the final year of Schwarber's contract. I wonder if this offseason they think about an extension instead of going to that final year.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to think long and hard about that, Joe. You really
last
do.
Night. Oh, I'm sorry, you.
No, you got it.
Last night's game, you know, he had the 7 RBIs, but some big things happened there. Rojas' steal of second base, and Brandon Marsh shows that he knows how to bunt. You know, when, you know, Amaro was saying, oh, I would leave that hole open, you know, with Schwarber up there. No, we got to keep running like we're doing it. We did that in the first half, and we're adding on runs by getting that runner in the second. Rather than scoring a run, we're scoring two. So he stole that base, and Schwarber hit the shot down the right field line. He probably would have scored from first, but it made it a lot easier scoring. So they got to keep running, even in tonight's series. Marino has a good arm, but you don't just steal on the catcher. You can steal on the pitcher. So don't be afraid. Keep running there, because a lot of our players are plus runners. It's only Harper, Castellanos, and Baum that are only, you know, average or below. But all those other guys are plus runners, and they got to keep running.
Well, especially days when you have Rojas out there. And you know what, Joe, I got to give Rojas credit. He's done a good job since his role changed. And when they call on him, like the Yankee game last week at extra innings or yesterday, he's helped. Great catch last night and some good at-bats by Rojas.
Right. If you have to use him to run the base. If you're not going to play him, you got to use him to run the bases and defense. Otherwise, I called in the other day. Our bench is real weak. I mean, we got Wilson, Sosa, Stubbs, and Rojas. So you're not going to bring Rojas up to pinch hit for somebody, you know. And although we're not going to pinch hit for a lot of our players, but we'll pinch hit maybe for Stubbs. We might pinch hit for Marsh, and we got to see about Hayes. But if you're not going to use him for running or giving him the spot start, then send them back down to the minor leagues. Maybe bring up Derek Hall, a left-handed bat. Somebody, you know, don't waste the kid.
Sure.
Kid on the bench.
By the way, Joe, before you go see him, did you see last night on the broadcast they highlighted your guy Cal Stevenson and what he's been doing?
Yeah, I saw that. I got down to Dave Dombrowski yesterday. I gave him a 4-page thing, and all the thing was about why didn't they have Juan Pierre teaching Rojas and the rest of the guys how to bunt. He was, you know, he's still living because he was in the crowd in Pittsburgh. Remember in that series they showed you him and his children in the stands? He should have him. And I told him about Stevenson. I said, a guy like that, that has an eye at the plate and our lineup is flawed, you know, and same way with Topper pitching to pockets. You know, he got him a ninth inning guy, Estevez.
Yep.
You know, he's got to set roles for these guys. I don't care what he says about, you know, his thing about pitching the pockets, Joe, that would be good if you could have if you didn't have the three batter rule and you got the situational left hander, you could bring in the face.
Yeah,
one batter.
It's like it works if it works, right? Like if you get all three outs, then you can set up the next one. And Joe, we appreciate the phone call.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
How about this, Hugh? So we now have two of our listeners who have either written personal letters or tried to contact the team to get their ideas across. I mean, that you don't get that passion everywhere. It was so
the
obviously,
baseball team or the like. Because didn't somebody call the football team?
It
as
was
well?
His name is escaping me now. It was last football season. Remember that?
Yeah.
He wanted Cartwright to talk to the team.
You don't like me, because I guess.
Why is his name escaping me right now?
Yeah, but
you know,
yeah,
one of our callers, the Cartwright letters. Yeah,
he just completely would ignore me.
Yeah, and then because he tried to get it to Sirianni. He kept writing Sirianni letters to talk to the team for John Cartwright.
Yeah, it sounded different. It was different.
And then we have Joe here.
Joe's pretty thorough.
Though. Oh,
Joe's pretty
so thorough, and he's got the 4-page report to get to Dombrowski. I like that. I mean, if you got something to say. Write it up, get it to the GM of the team, and we get things done around here.
The other guy was not having my shenanigans. He just completely ignored me when he called.
He didn't think you were an ally. I mean, that's what
it was. He was right.
He didn't think that you thought that John Cartwright should talk to the team. You know what? In retrospect, couldn't have hurt.
No, but he was like, because I didn't know who he was. He got mad because I didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know everybody. I mean, it's not my – I mean, you know, that's why you got to – sometimes you got to educate people. He ain't feel like educating me, though. I think I rubbed him the wrong way.
Well, it happens every once in a while. Yeah. What are you going to do? All right. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Is Kyle Schwarber the Phillies MVP? 66% voting yes on that one. And how about this? The people have let you know, Hugh Douglas, where they stand. Should the Eagles retire Nick Foles as number 9? 64% yes.
Yes.
Retire that
number. And you know what the sad part about it? I'm going to walk down the street today and somebody's going to yell at me, "You're a hater."
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're a hater.
A total hater.
And I'm like, no, I have a difference of opinion. I'm not allowed to have a difference of opinion.
You are. It's talk radio.
This is hate. I'm just a hater, though.
What you are. You like to be a real realist with Nick Foles. We get in our Nick Foles la-la land, you bring us right back down.
When I first got here and I compared, when they were talking about I would rather have Michael Vick than Nick Foles,
one game to win one game, give me Foles.
Oh, man,
Eagles uniform.
They threatened to stop listening to the show. They told me to go back to Atlanta.
Yeah, they let you hear it.
Yeah. Guess what? I still take Michael Vick over Nick Foles.
Well, one guy's got Lombardi. One guy does not.
No, he does. And he had a magical moment, man. He had a magical moment. More moments.
Great games.
And I'm not trying to diminish what Nick Foles brought to the table. I'm just looking at it as the complete body of work. See, and I get where people are coming from. That's why I'm not mad when they feel that way, because Nick Foles brought us something that we've never had before. I get that, and I respect that, because I was a part of that, and we didn't get it done, and he did. And so don't think that's the case. I just feel like, you know, when you talk about other guys that have put in work, a lot of work, in the NFL. That's just kind of where I'm at with it.
You know what's about to happen after all this?
What's that?
When he goes into the Eagles Hall of Fame, they're going to put you in the back of the ceremony. You're going to
I'm
going to
be
back
right
row.
Back there. I probably won't even go because I'm not going to let them embarrass me like that.
You got to go.
No.
It's an induction.
I shouldn't say this on air. I forgot where I put my jacket.
What?
I don't know where I put it.
You lost your jacket?
I ain't lose it.
They don't keep it there?
No, I ain't lose it. I just forgot where I put it.
Well, hold on a second. Where could it be?
Well, I did move.
Yeah, well, kind of.
And I didn't bring it with me.
So it's at storage in Atlanta?
Maybe.
Okay.
I ain't seen.
Boy, yeah, if you lost that jacket.
Yeah, it's going to be a problem.
So what do? You got to ask for another one?
I'm not asking. Well, I got Dan Maroney. My man Dan Maroney, I'll show him a picture.
You realize this is live. People can hear this.
No, you just did. Dan's listening.
I just asked for you.
No, Dan's listening. He got me. I'm pretty sure if I need a jacket, I can get one made.
But where is the other one? There could be an imposter Hugh Douglas wearing an Eagles Hall of Fame jacket running around.
I don't think nobody. Well, we did have an imposter Hugh Douglas about a week ago.
Did you hear that, Tucker?
I did not.
We did on Polygraph Day, the best lie you've ever told. And we had a caller. You remember his name, Hugh? It was Manny?
I think it was Manny.
Manny
that
Overbrook.
Sounds about
right. I think that's who it was. He said back during Hugh's playing days, he shared a resemblance to Hugh. Size, hair, like people thought he looked like him. So when he went out, he used to tell women that he was Hugh Douglas, not just for not a single nights. He had girlfriends that thought he was Hugh Douglas months at a time.
Yeah.
Maybe I should try that.
Yeah, I think that dog won't hunt.
I don't think it would.
Plus, you got a girlfriend that would probably put hands on you.
Well, she's my fiance now.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. No disrespect. If she's listening, no disrespect.
Yeah, that was Tucker's idea. I mean, he's the one that's in trouble.
She's going to put hands. She ain't about to put hands on me.
I just think it's so funny that there's someone out there that dated Hugh Douglas that did not. I mean, like, they did, but they didn't really.
It's like the episode of It's Always Sunny where they had the fake Donovan McNabb.
That's exactly what it was. So that was the best lie, and I think that won the prize that day. Rob in Overbrook is up. Hey, Rob.
What's going on, guys?
How we doing, man?
You?
Hey.
How you doing,
man?
All right. Hey, listen, Nick, before I get to the Phillies, Nick Foles definitely needs that thing retired. Him and Brandon Graham, they did something that no one else that played in the long history of the Eagles has done.
No, I get it. I totally get it. It's just that when I think about it, you see Nick in the time that he was here and he started that season and what all the – I see Nick in three games. That's kind of how I view Nick. But I get it. I totally get it.
Sometimes three games is enough. I mean, look at Bryce Harper, the three games he had in the World Series, in a championship series.
I mean, it's a little different. Bryce Harper's been the chosen one since he was like 10.
Right, he has two NL MVPs.
Yeah, he's been like chosen. Yeah.
You know what? You know, don't give me that MVP stuff. Let me tell you something. Baseball, to me, and I've been watching sports for 50-something years, baseball, to me, is the least important MVP. I mean, Mike Trout's got three of them. So what? I mean, you know, you
that
got guys
strong.
That win MVPs, and they haven't done squat. And then for me, you know, they trade. I mean, he leaves Washington, and they win the World Series the next year without him. So he's not that. He's not all that great.
Well, but I think it just shows that only one player can only do so much in baseball. I mean, that's the reality.
Yeah, well, that's the excuse. I mean,
before that's the truth.
Two years ago, he just had a baby. You know, people need to stop me. I listen to your station. I get so disgusted with people making excuses for this guy. I want to throw up in my mouth. I mean, people just keep this thing going. Every time you turn around, it's an excuse for Bryce Harper not coming through. If you don't come through, you don't come through.
But he does come through a lot. He's been a good Philly. They've been the last 2 years in a World Series and NLCS. It's not like he fails a lot.
But he didn't. But the biggest moment of the stage, and you tell you this, I mean, you can come through in the NFL championship game. You can come through in the playoffs. If you don't come through in the Super Bowl, Hugh, what does that mean?
You ain't doing John.
Yeah, well, there it is. You know, he wants more money. Oh, he deserves this. Or he had a kid. Oh, come on, stop it, please. The guy, let me tell you something. When I called your station when they signed Bryce Harper, and I said this, you know, the Phillies are going down a slippery road here by signing this guy, because now you got to start spending whenever this guy wants you to spend. And you got to become the Yankees or the Dodgers.
And that's what happened. And that's what has happened.
No, because they didn't really do much with the trade deadline. It doesn't seem like
But since he got here, they signed Trey Turner. They signed Schwarber. They signed Castellanos. They spent a lot of money.
Yeah, but how many 300 million guys do you need to fail, Hugh?
But you say they have the best record in baseball. What, they haven't failed this year.
But they haven't won anything yet.
But the playoffs haven't started yet. What are they supposed to win right now?
Well, you know what? When they win, that's when we'll talk. But don't give me this narrative and these superlatives when they, you know, because they're the best record in June or July. I mean, come on.
Well, what are we supposed to do? Not react till October? I mean, like, that's not how it works. I mean, Rob, we preached the phone call. I mean, you could be skeptical they're going to win the whole thing. That's fine. But you could also acknowledge they've had a good season.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. I hear where Rob's come from, but Bryce Harper, I mean, he's been a phenomenal player his whole career, like his whole baseball career. Like, he's been, like, he has a body of work. Now, granted, he needs to win a World Series. He doesn't have that on his resume, but he does have a body of work.
All right, we have a statement here Jeff Lurie put out about Nick Foles. I'll read it to you before we hand it over to the afternoon guys. Quote, Nick Foles always carried himself with the utmost class and integrity, demonstrating through his actions, both on and off the field, what it meant to be a Philadelphia Eagle. I'm just going to interject. This is my commentary. That sounds like a number you retire. All right, continuing. He was the ultimate competitor, an inspiring teammate, a true representative of our city, and, of course, a Super Bowl champion. As important as he was under center, it was his positive demeanor, approachability, and kindness toward others that resonated with everyone and continues to speak to his great character. We congratulate the Foles family on Nick's celebrated career and retirement. Sounds like a number you retire.
Maybe.
That was a very nice statement.
I mean, it is his team. He do what he wants.
He can do what he wants. That's absolutely true. All right. Hugh Douglas, we got ourselves a baseball game tonight, and it's a big one. Phillies and the Diamondbacks tonight.
And it's
Arizona.
A little earlier.
Yeah, 9:40. It does feel a lot earlier than 10:10. Man, that is a late night start. All right, what do you think tonight? You think they're going to hit, continue, keep
Bryce
going?
Harper has a big night.
How about this? What if Bryce puts one in the pool in Arizona?
Ben, we don't need Garrett Stubbs to say anything about the pool.
I'm good with Garrett Stubbs not talking anyway, because that last time he talked in Arizona, it didn't work out. You guys enjoy the game tonight. Phillies Diamondbacks 9:40. Afternoon show is next. I'm sure they'll have a lot on Nick Foles and his retirement here. We're back tomorrow on a tri-day Friday.
It's Friday tomorrow?
The week's almost over.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you guys have a great rest of your day. We'll talk tomorrow right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.